Shlishi. The pasuk continues that if you keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel, v'nos naharetz pirya, the land will give its fruit. V'achaltem lo soiva, and you will eat with satisfaction. V'shavtem lo vetach oleho, and you will live securely on the land. And Rashi is bothered. Why does the pasuk repeat v'shavtem lo vetach oleho if the previous pasuk already said v'shavtem al haaretz lo vetach? Rashi answers, because the previous pasuk is telling us that if you keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel, you will live securely on the land, which means that you will not be exiled. This pasuk is telling us that if you keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel, you will live securely on the land, and you will not have to worry about shnas b'tzoros, years of drought. Rashi is also bothered. Why does the pasuk have to say v'achaltem lo soiva, and you will eat with satisfaction? If the pasuk says before v'nos naharetz pirya, the land will give its fruit, there will be an abundance of fruit, so obviously you will be satisfied because there are so many fruit. Rashi answers that the bracha of v'achaltem lo soiva is a separate special bracha, and that is af b'soich hamayayim tebay bracha. Even in one's stomach there will be a blessing. He won't have to eat a large quantity of food in order to be satisfied, but rather even by eating a small quantity he will be satisfied. And this way he will be able to sell the rest of the tefuah that grows. And the pasuk continues, v'chisoimru, and if you will say, manoichal bashona ashvias, what will we eat during the seventh year? Hein lo nizra, behold, we did not plant, v'lo nesaf es tvuasenu, and we did not bring in our crop. Ramban and Dasakein and Mibali HaToisvis are both bothered by the question in the pasuk, manoichal bashona ashvias, what will we eat during the seventh year? Rashi tells us further that the crop of the sixth year is eaten during the seventh year, because when a person plants during the sixth year, he harvests this crop at the end of the sixth year and eats it during the seventh year. So what is the question? Manoichal bashona ashvias, the answer is the crop of the sixth year. Therefore they learn, this is how we have to read the pasuk. V'chisoimru b'shono hashviyis, if you will say during the seventh year. Manoichal, what will we eat during the eighth year? Hein lo nizra, behold, we did not plant during the seventh year. So we cannot use the crop of the seventh year to be eaten during the eighth year. V'lo nesaf es tvuasenu, and even the things that grow by themselves during the seventh year, for example, svichim growths, or fruits that grow annually by themselves, we are not allowed to harvest them as owners. It is hefker. We therefore won't be able to store enough for the eighth year. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'tzivisi es b'chosi lochem b'shona hashishis," and I will command my blessing to you on the sixth year. V'also es hatfuah l'shloish hashonim, and it will yield a crop sufficient for 3 years. He will plant during the sixth year. He will be able to harvest this crop Pesach time of the sixth year, and will be able to eat it the end of the sixth year, the whole seventh year, and the eighth year until Pesach, until what he planted in the beginning of the eighth year will be ready to be harvested. Uzeratem es hashono hashminis, and you will plant on the eighth year. Va'achaltem min ha'tfuah yoshon, you will be able to eat from the old tfuah, the tfuah of the sixth year, ad hashono hatshiyis, until the ninth year, as Rashi explains, until Sukkis of the ninth year. Ad boy, tfuasa, until the new crop comes out, toichlu yoshan, you will be able to eat the old tfuah, the tfuah of the sixth year. And Rashi explains that this tfuah of the sixth year will last for the sixth year, the seventh, and the whole eighth, all the way until Sukkis of the ninth. The Mefarshim ask that this seems to be a contradiction to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph we said that the sixth year's tefuah will last until Pesach of the eighth year. And now this Pasuk says it will last until Sukkis of the ninth. Maskal David answers that it depends if the Yidden are oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim, they are doing the will of Hashem or not. If they are oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim, then the sixth year's tefuah will last all the way until Sukkis of the ninth year. But im ein oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim, then the tefuah of the sixth will only last until Pesach of the eighth. Sephorna asks, the pasuk says that if you will ask what will we eat on the eighth year, on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'tzivisi es b'chosi lochem b'shona hashishis, the tefuah, the crop of the sixth year, will last for the sixth, seventh, and eighth year. Sephorna asks, what will happen if the person does not ask this question? Are we to infer that if he doesn't ask this question, then the crop will not increase? Sephorna answers, yes, that is the case, because if you do not ask this question, that shows that you are on a higher level of emunah, And therefore you will receive even a greater bracha. Like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yutes, before the Pasuk of asking v'chi soimru, the Pasuk says v'achaltem l'soiva, you will eat with satisfaction. As Rashi explains, there will be a bracha b'soicha me'ayim, where one can eat even a small quantity and still be satisfied. That is a greater bracha than the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And this is what the Pasuk is telling us in Pasuk Yutes. If somebody is on the highest level of Emunah, and he does not ask any questions, then he will receive the bracha of Va'achaltem L'soiva. You will eat with satisfaction. Even with a small amount of food, you will be satisfied. But in Pasuk Chaf it tells us, if you will ask Manoichal Bashona Shvius, you are not on the highest level of Emunah, then you will receive a bracha, but not on the level of Achaltam L'soiva. It will be a bracha that will involve a lot of work. You will have to harvest 3 years of crops in 1 year. Rav Meir Simcha derives the same idea from the story of the Yidden in the Midbar asking for water. In Parshas Chukas, Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock and give water to the congregation and to their cattle. Es ho'eda ve'es bi'iram. We know what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and an abundance of water flowed, and he gave to drink to the congregation and their cattle. And over there the Pasuk says, Es ho'eda uvi'iram. By the tzivoy, by the commandment where Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock, it says, give to drink to the Eda ve'es bi'iram, the word ve'es separating the Eda and their cattle. But when he actually hit the rock, it says that he gave to drink to the Eda uvi'iram. It does not say ve'es. Rav Meir Simcha explains that if Moshe would have spoken to the rock and created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, they would have been zeicha, whereby they would not have needed a lot of water. The water that the people drank and the water that the cattle drank would have been two different types of water. The people could have been satisfied by drinking a small amount. One or two gulps of water would have been sufficient, because the one who does the Ratzon Hashem can be satisfied even with a small amount of water. However, the concept of a bracha b'me'ayim, where one can be satisfied with a small amount, does not exist for animals. They always need a lot of water. Therefore, in the original tzivut, to bring forth water, there is a separation between the people's drinking and the animals' drinking. That's why the pasuk says, es ho'eda ve'es bi'iram, because the people's drinking would have been on a different level than the animals. But when Moshe hit the rock, and they failed to do this Kiddush Hashem, they forfeited the level of being satisfied with a little bit. And as a result, the drinking of the humans and the drinking of the animals became the same. And that's why the Pasuk says, Es ho'eda uvi'iram, without the separation of ve'es between the two. And the Pasuk continues, Ve'ha'oretz lo'isi mochil etzmisus, and the land is not sold forever. This is telling us a lav, a negative commandment, that the buyer of a steachuza may not hold on to it. He must give it back to the original owner by yovel. And he should not feel bad when he returns this land. Ki li ha'oretz, because the land is mine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Ki geirim v'sashovim atem imodi, because you are only strangers and residents among me. It is not your land, it is my land, and I am telling you to return it by yovel. Uvechol eretz achuzaschem, and in all the lands of your possession, all of your steachuza, geula titnu la'aretz, there shall be a redemption to the land. The Pasuk is telling us that you should not think that the only way that this land is returned to the original owner is only by yovel. But there can be a geula, a redemption, as long as the land was by the buyer for 2 years. After 2 years, the owner or the relatives of the owner may redeem the land. And although this concept is explained in the next Pasuk Chafei, Panech Roza, the Mizrahi, and Be'er Yitzchak, all explain that this is a Klal Shela Achor of Prat, a general statement which is followed by the details of this statement. The Klal is Geula Titnu La'aretz. There shall be a redemption to the land. And then in Pasuk Chafei, it tells us the details of this redemption. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Yutes, V'nos Na'oretz Pirya V'shaftem Lo Vetech Olel. Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk have to say V'shaftem Lo Vetech Olel if in Pasuk Yutes it says V'shaftem Al-Horiz Lo Vetech? Zokt Rashi, this security on the land is referring to Shelei Tidagu Mishnas Betzores, you shall not worry about years of drought. V'achaltem L'soiva, you will eat with satisfaction. Obviously, you will eat with satisfaction if the land will give its fruit. Zokt Rashi, a special bracha. Even in one's intestines, he will have blessing that he will be able to eat a small amount and he will be satisfied. And if you will say on the seventh year, what will I eat on the eighth year? Behold, I did not plant. I did not bring into my house our crop of the seventh year that grew by themselves. Kigon, for example, wine, uperos ilon and fruit, usfichim and growths, haboim me'alehem that grow by themselves. On that the Torah says, I will command my blessing during the sixth year, and it will yield a crop for 3 years. Lemiksas hashishis, for part of the sixth year, minisan vad Rosh Hashanah, from Nisan until Rosh Hashanah, from the time that you harvest the sixth year's crop in the spring all the way until Rosh Hashanah, v'lashviyas, and the whole seventh year, v'lashminis, and for part of the eighth year, shizaru b'shminis b'marcheshvin, you will plant the new crop in the eighth year, in the fall, in Cheshvan, v'katzru b'nisan, and you will be able to harvest this crop in the spring, in Nisan. So the tefuah of the sixth year will last all the way until the new crop is ready, until Nisan of the eighth year. And then the next pasuk says, ad hashonah hatashias, it will last until the ninth year, ad chak hasukos shel tashias, until sukkos of the ninth year, shehi eis boi tvuos o shel shminis l'toich habayis, which is the time when the eighth year's crop is brought inside the houses, shekol yomois hakayitz, because during the summer months, hoya basoda bagronois, they were all in the fields in the silo. Uvatishrei hu eis heosef labayis, and during the month of Tishrei, it is brought inside the house. So the tefuah will last until Sukkos of the ninth year. Upa'amim, and there are times, Shehoisa tzricha lasos l'arba shanim, that this sixth year's crop had to last for 4 years. B'shishis shelefnei ha-shmita ha-shviyas, on the sixth year before the seventh Shemitah, which means on the 48th year. Shehein b'teilin me'avoydes karka shtei shanim retufois, because they are idle from doing work on the land for two consecutive years, the 49th year and the 50th. Hashvias, the seventh year, which is the 49th year, v'hayovel, and the 50th year. U'mikro zeh ne'mar b'shar ha-shmitas kulon. This pasuk that says that the sixth year's crop will last for 3 years is talking about a typical Shemitah. But on the sixth year before the seventh Shemitah, on the 48th year, the Tfuah had to last for 4 years, the 48th, 49th, 50th, and 51st. Zok Rashi, v'ha'oris lo simoche l'tzmisos, the land is not sold to the buyer forever, litein lav, in order to give a negative commandment, al chazoras sodos l'baylim, on returning the field to the owners, b'yovel on yovel, shelo yehe halokeach koifsho, the buyer should not hold it back, l'tzmisos, l'psika, forever, l'mechira psuka ilamis, for an everlasting sale, ki li'oritz, you, the buyer, should not feel bad when you return it, she'eno shelcho, because it is not yours. Zok Rashi, uvechol eretz achuzaschem, and in all of your lands there will be a geula, a redemption. Rashi is bothered that this is stated in the next pasuk, in pasuk chav hei. So why is pasuk chav dalet needed? Zok Rashi, l'rabbi is botim ve'evet ivri. This is coming to include botei orei choyma and evet ivri, that they also have a din of geulas kroivim, that relatives may redeem it. V'davazem beforish b'kedushin b'perek alef. This is explained in the first perek of Masechta Kedushin. What Rashi means to tell us is that there are two parshiyos in the Torah where the Torah says explicitly the din of geulas kroivim, the redemption of relatives. And that is in Pasuk Chof Hei by the Parsha of Ste Achuza. If one sells his land in Eretz Yisrael to another person, if the field was in the hands of the buyer for a minimum of 2 years, the Pasuk tells us that the owner, the original owner, and the owner's relatives may redeem the field. The Torah says the din of geulas kroivim. And also by Eved Ivri HaNimka La'akum, if an Eved Ivri was sold to a Goy, the halacha is, the Pasuk says, that the relatives of the Eved Ivri may redeem him from the hands of the Goy. But by the parasha of Batei Ori Chayma, which is a house which is surrounded by a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the Pasuk tells us that the owner may redeem this house during the first year after the sale. But the Pasuk does not tell us that his relatives may redeem this house. And also, by Eved Ivri HaNimka LeYisrael, an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Yid, the Pasuk does not say explicitly that this Eved Ivri can be redeemed by the Eved Ivri's relatives. Therefore, we need this Pasuk, Uvechoil Eretz Achuzaschem, to teach us that even by Botei Orei Choyma, and even by Eved Ivri HaNimka LeYisrael, there is the din of Geulas Kroivim.